Today marks 11 years since terrorists attacked the World Trade Center and the Pentagon on September 11, 2001. It was the worst terrorist attack ever on U.S. soil. And so this anniversary is set aside as a day of remembrance and service. As a result, the New York Council for the Humanities holds community conversations, a way for interested groups to explore how New Yorkers and people everywhere were transformed and interconnected in the aftermath of 9/11. The conversations are a catalyst for discussions and the ways people responded to the tragedy of 9/11 through service. We'll have our own community conversation this morning, and we invite you to call us 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. To help us out this morning, we welcome Erica Halstead, a program officer at the New York Council for the Humanities. She directs the Council's family reading and discussion programs and manages the Community Conversations program. Erica, a great pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joe.
And Carolyn, and is it Keen, Carolyn?
It's Keen.
Carolyn Keene is the editor of the Lake Champlain Weekly in Plattsburgh, New York. She has previously facilitated community conversations for 9/11 as well as Martin Luther King Day in Plattsburgh. And Carolyn, thank you very much for joining us as well. I appreciate it.
It's an honor, Joe.
Thank you. Erica, talk to us about how the council came to start these conversations and why they're so important.
Sure. The council runs many reading and discussion programs across New York State, and most of these are multi-session programs. So people come together multiple times, they meet, they form a community. But we really saw a need for one-time conversations for communities to talk about really important issues. And we started these conversations in 2010 with the Martin Luther King Day of Service as a way of talking about that day through a lens different from civil rights. We wanted to talk about service and the ways that Dr. King's legacy left us with communities that were maybe a little bit closer. And as the 9/11 anniversary, the 10th anniversary came up, we thought, well, this is something that is extremely important to New Yorkers across the state. This is something that has affected all of us across the nation. So let's build a way to talk about it. For one day, people can come together and talk about this momentous event, but through a lens of service and coming together as a community, and not so much lamenting the tragedy, but also thinking about ways that it actually changed us as a society.
We welcome your phone calls this morning, 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. As I mentioned in the introduction, Carolyn, you have facilitated a few of these conversations. What do you get out of them?
Well, it's just very reinforcing. It's very satisfying to get together with members of the community and to see how people work through these issues. We view the 9/11 events through very different lenses, as Erica described, and you begin to broaden your own perspective when you see how different people's responses were, how different their experiences were. My own experience is that a lot of my family lived near Washington, D.C., so we had not only the Pentagon bombing, but we had afterwards the anthrax scare,
right,
followed by the Beltway shooter. They were three unrelated events, excuse me, but they just added to this atmosphere of high anxiety. But it's very different from the 9/11 experience of New Yorkers who, say, knew people in the buildings or had family in the city. So just to be able to share those experiences and draw a common lesson from them was very therapeutic for me, and I think people also appreciated the opportunity to be heard.
Of course, Erica, last year was a pivotal anniversary year, the 10th anniversary, and many programs took place. Are you seeing as many this year?
Absolutely, and I think we might even be seeing more. Because last year there were so many anniversary programs taking place, for communities that were a little closer to New York City, community conversations, our Community Conversations program was often eclipsed by those other gigantic celebrations, or not celebrations, excuse me, memorials. And so I think this year people are really taking the time to step away from that and talk about it, and talk about the ways that our communities were changed again. You know, last year I think was more about remembrance, and this year is more about service and thinking about, okay, it's been 11 years now. How have things changed, and how have things improved in some ways?
What are people saying when they talk about service, and they talk about how that event changed them? And I'd like to hear from both Erica and Carolyn of what it is that people say. Is it one of those things that maybe you don't even realize until you sit around with other people and talk about it?
Well, I think there are two ways you can respond. You can withdraw and become very fearful, or you can just hunker down and say, what can I do? I'm going to do something. I'm just not going to sit back and be passive. And that was actually the message of the reading that we used in these discussions. It was a text by William James written in 1906 after the great earthquake in San Francisco. And he described this phenomenon of the San Franciscans and the Californians just rising up after this terrible natural event and responding by helping their neighbors. And I think that really struck a chord with people, because that was, for many of us, the only thing we could do. We couldn't, you know, solve the political problems, but we could go out and try to make our communities better and help people who were suffering, who had losses, or who weren't handling it well. And I think it was remarkable to see how many people did that, just naturally. As William James described in the California experience, people just started doing it. They didn't have to be asked.
And
I also want to say that last year we had a lot of people use the same conversation not only to talk about the 9/11 10th anniversary, but also about Hurricane Irene and Tropical Storm Lee that came through right at the same time and caused massive devastation in central New York and the lower tier. And so people were really able to use that particular conversation, the William James conversation, to talk about the ways that people react in the face of disaster, in the face of destruction.
If you want to find out more information about holding your own community conversation, or about a community conversation that is already planned in your community, you can go to nyhumanities.org, nyhumanities.org, and find out more information about the wonderful program and the community conversations and the toolkits that they have on that website and they have put together. Erica Halstead, Carolyn Keene, I thank you very much for joining us on this morning, and I wish you both the best of luck in your work. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks again, Joe.
A great pleasure. Again, to learn more about the New York Council for the Humanities and their community conversation, visit nyhumanities.org. Coming up next, Kurt Eichenwald on 500 days following 9/11. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.